Syrian situation, the fighting-backed war continues. As of the end of May this year, the situation in Syria has in principle remained largely unchanged despite the intense fighting amongst all the parties involved in the conflict, including external participation from Russia and the so-called coalition led by the United States. Although the zone of influence of the terrorist groups like Daesh and Jabhat al-Nusra has gradually narrowed, no decisive turning point has been reached yet. New militants are joining their ranks to replace those terrorists who have fallen in battle or deserted the group. These new fighters receive financial aid and weapons from rich Arab nations as well as from Turkey, albeit not via official government structures. What follows is taken from an article authored by Alexander Orlov, political scientist and expert orientalist. Stay tuned. Despite the announcement of May 20th that from May 25th, Moscow intended to begin targeting and taking out the Syrian terrorists who have continued fighting and have not dissociated themselves from Jabhat al-Nusra, and the U.S. refusal to accede to these airstrikes, Russia still hopes to reach an amicable agreement with Washington on this crucial matter. However, America is trying to independently organize the Syrian armed opposition into offensive units against the positions held by Daesh in Aleppo, in an obvious attempt to prevent the recovery of control by the government troops. Against this background, during the week, both Russian aircraft and Syrian Air Force aircraft attacked the positions of Daesh and Jabhat al-Nusra, terrorists that are not covered in the ceasefire agreement in the provinces of Aleppo and Homs, Hama, Deir ez-Zor, and Raqqa. On May 25th and 28th, there was a joint airstrike by aircraft of the Russian Aerospace Forces and Syrian Air Force on a convoy of oil tankers in the eastern province of Homs. On May 22nd, 29 terrorist groups presented an ultimatum to Washington and Moscow and demanded that they stop the offensive led by Syrian troops that had commenced on May 14th on the town of Daraya, 10 kilometers southwest of Damascus, and in eastern Ghouta in Damascus province within the next 48 hours. From midnight on May 24th, at the initiative of the Russian Center for Reconciliation of the Warring Parties in Syria, RCR, a 72-hour ceasefire was introduced in the region of eastern Ghouta and in the town of Daraya in Damascus province. On May 27th, the Russian Defense Ministry announced a 48-hour extension of the ceasefire in eastern Ghouta and in the town of Daraya. According to the RCR, 40 cases of ceasefire violations were reported from the side of the fighting-backed terrorists in the provinces of Aleppo, Damascus, and Latakia during the last week of May, which was slightly lower than in the previous period. On May 27th, the demining units of the International Mine Action Center of the Russian Armed Forces, who were doing demining operations in Palmyra, were withdrawn from permanent deployment and returned home. Only a small group of Russian specialists remained in Syria for the purpose of training the Syrian demining units. Throughout the end of May, there were active combat operations against terrorist groups in several provinces of the country, with the epicenter of the fighting in the province of Aleppo. For example, on May 25th, in the southern part of the province, government forces launched a counterattack on the town of Khan Tuman. Between May 27th and May 28th, government forces intensified their actions in the northwestern part of the province, redeploying the Syrian army units who are working with T-90S tanks to launch an attack on a fortified zone of Jabhat al-Nusra in the Anadan Valley, which will block off the militants who are stuck in the western regions of the city of Aleppo. On May 25th, government forces pushed the Daesh formation far from the airport in Tadmor near Palmyra, which thus made it possible to use aircraft there to attack the terrorists. On May 21st, Syrian troops in the province of Damascus moved in the direction of the city of Khan el-Sheikh, which is holding Jabhat al-Nusra units. Daesh commanders began to leave Raqqa heading in the direction of the Iraqi city of Mosul. According to the commander of the U.S. Air Force operations in the Middle East, General Charles Brown, the intensifying attacks by Daesh in Syria and Iraq meant the Americans began to run short of guided aircraft munitions. For 2017, the draft budget provides for the purchase of more than 45,000 guided munitions worth $1.8 billion, but they will only be distributed to the troops after 2018. On May 23rd, the province of Latakia suffered the biggest terrorist attack in recent years when suicide bombers attacked five places in the cities of Tartus and Jable. As a result of the terrorist attacks, more than 140 people, most of them civilians, were killed. Daesh has claimed responsibility for the attacks. While things are more or less clear on the military front in Syria, international efforts to try and reach a compromise between Damascus and the so-called opposition have not yet been successful. The head of the Supreme Committee for Negotiations delegation, Mohammed Alouche, said on May 29th in a statement issued that he was stepping down in protest against the Geneva talks. So apparently the armed conflict in Syria will continue for a long time without much chance of a radical change in the situation on all fronts. The absence of a ground operation against Daesh forces and other terrorist organizations is a huge setback, but neither Russia nor the US is ready to get deeply involved. Moscow, due to some considerations, and Washington, in anticipation of the change in administration at the White House. Thank you.